Blackstone Audio presents The Ghost of Greenwich Village, a novel by Lorna Graham. For Charlie, across the table, and for my mother. There is really one city for everyone, just as there is one major love. Don Powell, American writer. Chapter 1. Eve pressed hard against her temples, and he responded by shifting a little. The pain abated for a moment, then parked itself behind her left eye. She squinted, sipped the last of the tea that had failed to calm her nerves, and set the chipped china bowl in the sink. Today of all days, she wished Donald would just get out. "I heard that," he said with a little buzz behind one ear. "I'm not going anyplace, and don't try to change the subject. We were talking about this interview of yours, and why you won't tell me whom it's with." "Not now. I'm going to be late," said Eve, retying her kimono around her waist. She hurried down the narrow hallway of her apartment and into her bedroom, where she pulled open the French doors of her closet and reached for the dangling chain of the overhead light. She surveyed the racks, determined to find something elegant, professional, and most of all, lucky. "You wouldn't need a lucky dress if you didn't pursue these nonsensical jobs," said Donald. "What was the last one? Party planner. Never heard of such a thing. Who plans a party? A guitar and a couple of blotters. There's your party. And before that," he considered, "selling video games to teenagers, was it? What exactly are video games?" "Quiet," said Eve, running her palms over the rows of vintage tweed, tulle, silk.